Trisei. Shmuel had a kasha in our Mishnah, really. Ma'ir with the Tani Yomeid, Avolo Yoshev. How come a Mishnah says you're only allowed to stand and you can't sit down? So this was bothering Shmuel. If you want to learn, our Mishnah is talking about that the Nechasim of the Chayla is also on the Mavakir, that the Mavakir can't have any enjoyment from the sick person. Then the question was, how come you're allowed to come into his house altogether? So not the Teretz was, no, after the mitzvah, but you can't do an issa. True, it's the mitzvah to Mavakir Chayla, but you're not allowed to do an issa of Drisa Terega walking into his house. So the Svarah we said before was that Mishum Chiyusa, that when you made a neder that the other person can't have enjoyment from you, that's only like for his sake he can't enjoy it. But if he's coming in to give you enjoyment, and the guy's coming to visit you, that's called for your chiyusam, you're never meant to make an issa. So Shmuel holds, if that would be a svara, there shouldn't be a difference between standing or sitting. When the person wants to come in, he should be able to even sit down. Because when he's coming down to sit down, for what purpose is he sitting down? To make the sick person, to give him some nachas, to talk with him. So you're coming to sit down for his sake. So therefore, that's why Shmuel does the more in our Mishnah is talking like this. Because our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to sit down. So if the svar is that the person never meant to make the Isser, when you're doing a favor for him, so when you're sitting down, you're also doing a favor for him. That's why in the Mishnah, Shmuel says, it's not talking about the Nechosim of the sick person is also on the Mavakir. But the Mishnah is the opposite way, that the Nechosim of the Mavakir is also on the sick person. But in the Braisa, it doesn't say any difference between standing or sitting. There it just says you're only allowed to visit the person himself, but not his son. There Shmuel agrees, and the Braisa will learn this way, that the Braisa is talking about that the sick person made the neder, that this person coming in can't have any enjoyment from him. So then the svar is, you can't have enjoyment from yourself if you're doing it for your own sake. But if you're doing it for me, you're coming to Mavakir Chayla me, for that it's mutter. So Shemamina that the Nisim of Akra Sun Al Chaylim. Here's what we're holding now. Omer Rash Lakish. Remez Labika Chaylim Minatari Minayin. Where's the remez that there's such a mitzvah for Mavaka Chayla from the Torah? Shenem Rapostik says that Moshe Rabbeinu Tainet Kineged Kairach, like to prove that Moshe was right, he said, in Kemois Kol Adam Yemoisun Eilam. If these people, the Bnei Kairach, will die in normal life, Uf Kudas Kol Adam, and people will come to visit them, then Moshe says he's wrong. In other words, Moshe wanted to prove a point that these people, Bnei Korach, they're not going to die a normal life, because they're doing wrong by arguing against me. But Mashma, what's called a normal death? That a person gets sick, Ufkudas kolodim, and people come to visit you. This is the remez for Vikachot, Mavakachela. Like Ran says, Ubnayodim Mavakrenoison, Vino de Sib, Ufkudas kolodim, Yifkaralayim, that people come to visit you. So Morris says now, my mashma, what's pshat from this pasuk? Omar Rava. Rava says, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Bnei Korach. Im kemois kol adam yemusin, Eila. If these people are going to die a normal life, what does that mean? What's called a normal death? Shem cholim, the people get sick. Umutolam erisosin, and they're sitting in bed. Ubnayodim Mavakrenoisoi, and people come to Mavakacholim. Such a case, Ema Bria Soimrim. So, if these people are going to die this normal death, then Lo Hashem Shlachani. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling people, you should know, it's talking true, Hashem did not send me, like then I'm wrong. Now, as Moshe wanted to prove a point here to show that the Bnei Korach are wrong, that they're not going to die a normal death like they did. They died, the earth swallowed them up. But Moshe was proving it, they're not going to die a normal death. Mashma, normal death is that first you're sick, and people come to Mavakachel you. This is the remez in the Torah for the mitzvah of Bikachel. Darash Rav, Rava Dashan is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu then said, Embriya Yivra Hashem. Means if the creation wasn't here yet, Hashem should create it. Because the way that these people are going to die, that the earth is going to swallow them up. Means Embriya Gehenna Mutav. If you already created Gehenna, very good. Mutav Tiyah, very good. But in Malav, like Moshe was telling Hashem, if you didn't create Gehenim yet, Yivra Hashem, Hashem, please, like, create Gehenim now, that these people, the Adas Korach, should go to Gehenim. For the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. Like, how could Moshe have a doubt whether Hashem created Gehenim? And he's like, Zeskin Hashem, he created now. I bought Tanya, we learned like this, that Shiva Dvorim Nivrol Kodim Shinivroilim. There are seven things that were created before the world was created. In other words, the world needs these seven things. And Elohim, these are the seven things. Torah was created before the world. Utshuva, the thing that a person, even though he does a chet, he could do tshuva. Also, the world needs it. Because if you can't do tshuva, the world can't be in existence. Like you do a chet, you deserve to be destroyed. Gan Eden, that thing that Hashem pays reward to the tzaddikim. Ugehenim, that Hashem gives punishment to the rishayim. Hekisei Yaakov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, kisei Yaakovoid, ubeis HaMikdash. And the seventh thing is, Ushmoi Shel Mashiach. The name of the Mashiach, that was also created before the Briyas Olam. Tehran explains, like Kolema, She'olu b'machshav l'ibaras kodim sh'nivroilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about these things before He created the world. She'evshel l'olam b'lohem, the world cannot be in existence without these seven things. U'kri amrina sh'machshavoysen sh'al Yisrael kodim alakul. That the world was not created without Gehenim for the purpose of the Rishoyim. The Kopon of the Kasher is, like Gehenim was here before the world. So how could it be that Moshe had a doubt if Hashem created Gehenim or not yet? So now we'll bring down the Pesukim for these things. Torah, where's the Raya? Torah was here before the Briyas Olam. Tichsiv Hashem, Kornonu Reshes Darkoi. And Kornonu goes on the Torah, so Reshes Darkoi, and Hashem created the Torah before at the beginning. Shuvah d'chsiv b'terem horim yulodu v'atacholu. And it says, Teishev enesh adako. Mashmah, that before the mountains were created, is Teishev enesh adako, you should do shuvah. Kan eden d'chsiv ayita Hashem alakim gan v'eden mikedem. From before. Mashmah, from before Briya Salem, there was Gan Eden. Kehenim d'chsiv ki orach miyesmo tifta. And Orach Vaitas, the Lashon of Gehenim, was here from yesterday, means from before the world. Kisei HaKovrid, the Pasuk says, Nochon Kisacha Meyoz. That Nochon Kisacha Hashem's Kisei was established Meyoz from before the Briyas Olam. Beis HaMikdash Tichsiv, Kisei Kovrid Marum, Merishon. From before was the Kisei Marum of the Beis HaMikdash. Shemoi Shal Mashiach Tichsiv, Yehei Shemoi Leilam. That should be his name for always. So Koponim, the kasher is, if Gehenna for sure was created before the Briyas Olam, like, so what was Moshe's doubt? So Moshe says, El Lohochi Komer. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. If there's a mouth to Gehenna that could swallow up these people, very good. But if Gehenna doesn't have a mouth yet, then now Hashem, please make a mouth that these people should be swallowed up. Again, it's no good. I will see the Pasuk says, "Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh." There's nothing new under the sun. So in other words, like if there wasn't a mouth created already to Gehenim, Hashem won't create it now. So Gemara says, "Ein echanami hochi kom." This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. I hocha la mikrav puma la hocha likrav. Like avad the Gehenim was created and there's a mouth to Gehenim. The question is, where is the mouth? So Moshe was like saying, if the mouth is not around here, Hashem, please bring the mouth near here, that these people should be able to just fall in to Gehenim like. And that's what happened, that Hashem opened up the ground and they just fell into Gehenim. Dorash Rava, Rava Dashins. V'yamrlo sam sayom Rav Yitzchak. May dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Shemesh yoreach omad zavula. The mashma, the Shemesh, the sun, and the sun and the moon were both standing in zavula. Zavula, that's higher than the Rakia. There are seven planets, seven Mekaymas, one above the other. Rakia is the first one, and above Rakia is Zavula. So Smashma, the sun and the moon, went to the second planet, went to the planet of Zavula. For the Gemara, Shemesh v'Yireach v'Zavul ma'boyin, Ivor Rakia kiboy. Hashem put the Shemesh and the Reich in the Rakia. That's the first upstairs. Not Zavula, that's further up. Rashi says, the Ran, for Rekia Kaboy, Kedasiv Ayitain Oysa Melakim Burakia Shemayim. Hashem put the Shemesh Nireach in the Rekia. O Zvul Lamalam and Rekihu. Zvul is the next higher place after the Rekia. Kedisa Perakain Darshan, the Gemara Chagiga says. So what is the Shemesh Nireach doing there? So Malamad comes to teach us. Sha'olu Shemesh Nireach Merekia Lazvul. At this time, by the Adas Kairach, when they were arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Shemesh and Nerea came to complain to Hashem. So they left their place of the Rekia, and they went further up, like closer to Hashem, to the Zvul. They said in front of Hashem, if you're going to make it now that everybody sees that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and not Bnei Korach, on Omirin, then we'll do our job and we'll still shine. But if you're not going to show everybody that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, ain't on Omirin. We're not going to shine anymore. But they made a protest to Hashem. The Shemesh Nireach complains to Hashem, like, how come you're not letting the Moshe, how come Moshe is not like winning it? So it says, Boisei Shur, at that time when they started to complain to Hashem, is Yora ben Chitzim v'chanisos. Hashem threw like arrows and spears at the Shemesh and the Reach. Omalem, Hashem complained back to them. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim ishtach v'mlochem. Every day there are people on this world that make you an Avodah Zarah, and they worship you, the Shemesh and the Reach. V'yatem irim, and you still shine. You don't complain to me. So, b'chvoidi lo mechisem, for my covet of Hashem, you're not meich, it doesn't bother you. But b'chvoid bos of Adam mechisem, but for the covet of Moshe Rabbeinu here, it bothers you so much that you don't want to shine anymore. So that was the punishment vaislos the Hashem and Reich got, that Hashem always throws spears at them. For the moral, b'chol yoyim, yorim ben chitzeh b'chol yoysem, omirin. Now every day, from now on, Bashma Hashem is still sending at them chitzim, arrows, but they still give off shine. Shenemar lior chitzecha yalechu. Mashma the or, the Shemesh may go b'chitzecha, with the arrows. That Hashem is like still throwing arrows at them. Tanya. Vika choylem ein lashir. This mitzvah to mevaka choylem, to visit somebody that's sick, doesn't have a limit. There's no limits. For the Gemara, my ein lashir. What does it mean there's no shear? So Sabu Rav Yosef Lameim, we thought to say, Ein shear lematin tzchara. There's no limit to how much reward you're going to get for doing this mitzvah of chesed of being mevaka choylem, visiting somebody that's sick. Omalai Abayas said back, for chol mitzvahs, miyesh lo shear lematin tzchara. Mashma, only this mitzvah, no mitzvahs is there a limit to we understand how much reward you get back from doing them. The Yotnan we learned, the Mishnah Novit says, have Zoya be mitzvah kala kavachamura. Be careful with a small mitzvah, like a strong mitzvah. Why? Shainati yodeya matin tzchor and show mitzvahs. Because you do not know how much reward you're going to get back for the mitzvahs. So you see, no matter what type of a mitzvah, the most kala, the most easy mitzvah, we also don't know how much reward we'll get back for it. So if so, what are you telling me? Davka bika chaylim is ein lashir. So where it says, elom rabaya. Baya says it means afilu godelates a cotton. There's no shear two has to go to. Even though the person that's sick is a small person, and the person that wants to go visit him is a chash of a person, a godel, still you're supposed to go visit him. You don't have to go after covet here, but you're supposed to do the mitzvah. No matter who the person is that's sick, you're supposed to go be mevakach olehim. Rav Omer says another pshat. I mean, the most lalach, the most emes. But Rav Omer, afilu meya pomim b'yayim. Ein lo shir means there's no limit to how many times a day you're supposed to go. But you can't say, I went once on a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is even 100 times a day. There's no limit to how many times you could do the mitzvah. However, it's brought down the halacha providing that the person enjoys you. If you're in the pain in the neck to the guy, and you know the guy will be much happier when you leave, and doesn't want to see you, then there's no mitzvah to go see him. There's no mitzvah to bother a guy. There's only a mitzvah if the guy enjoys your company and you get along with him, then there's no limit to how many times you should go. But that's brought down the Farish. If you bother the guy, then you shouldn't say, I'm going to shame mitzvah because there's no mitzvah then. There's no mitzvah to bother the guy. What you could do still is ask around how the guy is doing and see if you give any help outside. Maybe give some money or give advice. That you can still do. But if it's a case where you're bothering the guy, you know the guy will be much happier if you're not there, then there's no mitzvah to visit him. Yes, 100 times. So both these are halacha. We're going to now next parshin. Vayera.
When the Vayera Hashem was brought down that Hashem went to Milvaka Chaylo, Avram Avinu, when he was sick the third day from his Mila. So we're also dashing from there that Mikan there's a mitzvah to Milvaka Chaylo, there's an Indian that even a Godel should go to a Katan, just like Hashem went to be Milvaka Chaylo Avram Avinu. So we learn also from there also this Indian that even a Godel should be Milvaka Chaylo, even a small person. And also exactly what's called a Chaylo is also a little bit Shaylo. Partially a Chaylo means when a guy has to be in bed. The guy is sick at home, in bed. It means he doesn't have his strength, he can't do what he would want to do usually. That's called a little bit depressed, he's a little bit sick. So there's an Indian to go here, to go to visit him. We'll soon see what the mitzvah is. Omar Rabbi Acha Bachanina. Kol ha-mavake choylo noitol ach echod mishishim b'tzaroi. If you go with mavake choylo, you're taking away 1/60th of his pain. Poshim means 1/60th of his sickness. So Amri Lo, some say, in Cain is so, Lailon Shishin, for Lukma, if so, let 60 people go be Mavaka Chaylim, and the guy should get all better. So what's Pshat here? Mashmeh doesn't help. Even if 60 people would go, Mustami still won't get all better. Omalei, we said the Pshat is like this, Ki Yisraisa Devei Rebbe, just means 1/10 of Devei Rebbe, that we had there once. There the case was, we'll soon see, over Ben Giloi. And it also has to be, you're the Ben Gila with him, so Rashi, Ran says, Shenoyla damavakir v'mazol l'shochelo. Means you were born at the same mazel when he was born. Either you're the same age as him, or you're born the same mazel as he was. The Rashi says, Ben Gila means, bochor k'moysoi azokan l'zokan. You have to be the same age as he is, or else you're born at the same mazel. Then you take away 1/60th. But the Teretz of the 10th of Rebbe is like the next Gemara. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe says, in a case where a father dies, and they left all the kids, so locher is, he left all the boys and girls, where the rice of the boys, Yash and all the nechassim, and the girls get nothing. But the Rabbanim made a takana that 1/10 of the father's nechassim goes to the girl. If a girl is there, she has the right to get 1/10 of nechassim for her purposes. And then the rest left over goes to the boys. So, that's Rebbe's did. Rebbe Yehuda. Bastan is zonas nechsei achin. Now tell us ister nechosim. If the brothers make the Yerusha, so the girls get 1/10. So Amrullah the Rebbe, the ester Rebbe, the Vrech, according to you, mi sheeshli ester bonois uben. If a man had 10 girls and one boy, comes out ein la leben b'makom bonos klum. She come out, then the boy gets nothing. You're telling me now each girl has the right to get 1/10 of the nechosim. So if he had 10 girls, they take all the property of the father. So it comes out the son gets nothing. And it's not mustavra like that, because the mitzvah of the Yeraisa is that the boy gets all the Yerusha. So it's not mustavra the Rabbanan are going to take away all the mitzvah of the din Yeraisa. So he answered back, no, that's not the pshat. Omalehen. What it means is like this. Rishayna, the first girl, Netelis is Nechosim. She takes 1/10 of Nechosim. Shnia, the second girl, the Masha Shaira. What was left over after the first one took 1/10, that the first one took 1/10 of 100, he got 10. The second one now, there's 90 left over, only gets 9. Shlishis, b'masha shaira. The third one gets of what's left over. V'chayzeres v'chalekes b'shova. Now, after each one gets their portion, then we divide up all of it again equally between 10, so the girls get their portion equally, and the boy comes out with something. So it doesn't mean each one of them gets 1/10 at one shot of what the father and the chosim is there. Just means one after another. We take off 1/10, then what's left over, take off 1/10 again. What's left over, another 10th. The same thing here when you read Mavaka Chayla. When you read Mavaka Chayla, each one only takes off 1/60th of what's left over. So even though you have 60 people going to him, it won't take away the whole refuah. Because after the first one left, the second one only takes off 1/60th of what's left over. The third one's 1/60th. It always goes down 1/60th from what's left over, so you can never get away the whole chela completely, those circles completely. But I call upon him, it does help. That's also an inyan to be like a chela. He's helping, he's taking away a little bit of his pains, of his sickness. Rav Chelboy Cholish. It happened once, Rav Chelboy got sick. Is Nofek Achres Rav Kana. So Rav Kana went to notify the people that Rav Chelboy is sick, that people should